Grey's Anatomy is back tonight. We're going to be recapping two episodes, episodes 7 and 8. So come back and hang out with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? We are the Grey's Anatomy After Show. I am Kelly, and I'm hanging out with Shannon tonight. Unfortunately, Haley was unable to join us, but we are back in action. So sorry for missing last week. We totally are going to make it up to you with a two-episode recap tonight. We're going to be talking about episode 7, Why Try to Change Me Now, and episode 8, The Room Where It Happens.
Yes, and that's what we're hearing in the background. That song, Room Where It Happens. Hey, it's party up in here at the Grey's Anatomy recap.
All right, so there's a lot to cover tonight.
Yes, it is.
So, from episode 7, we have a brand new doctor in the house. Dr. Eliza Minnick.
Ratchet.
Comes in to shake things up.
Yes, she is.
In the hospital. What did you think about her?
I thought she was just on her P's and Q's, you know, crossing the T's, dotting the I's. She just, you know, it was necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading a lot of comments and, you know, we had a little extra time this time to kind of go over what you guys were thinking. And a lot of people were really annoyed with her, especially with a lot of the comments about her potentially coming in as a replacement for Callie. And I feel I liked her character coming in and doing what she did. She was super annoying, though, and she really did frustrate me, like, just kind of like her technique. But it worked, and it kind of got them to step back for a second and actually do a lot of teaching where it's very easy to kind of get in your ways and, you know, stop. Easy to forget that they are teachers. And
exactly.
That's kind of like what was happening.
And so, it was interesting watching the attendings like being step, like, you guys got to step back while we have this meeting. They look kind of nervous. I was like, you're shaking in your boots a little bit.
They definitely were.
Yeah, like, she cracked out the whip.
She let them know. I mean, she came at them pretty, pretty tough. And it was fun to watch because it was very nerve-wracking and annoying and all of that. But I really did like what I like the reasoning behind it, and I liked that she forced them to kind of look at what they were doing and kind of reevaluate how they were teaching, or that they weren't even teaching at all.
Right,
at some points.
Yeah, we got to get our act together. Basically, is what I felt.
Yeah,
from that episode.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But I am annoyed though there was that little interaction with her in Arizona, and that did kind of bother me because I feel like it's the same story. Why are we telling the same story?
Okay, again? So you just don't want her to get Arizona needs a girlfriend though.
No, I mean she does, and I like that she. I'm so glad it's not Murphy.
Yeah, like, Murphy was like
over that. No,
Murphy.
No. But I mean, I do like that she's a sophisticated, smart person. But it's the same thing. Like, can we get something a little different?
I understand.
I feel like it's revisiting the same story. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Okay. Well, I definitely can't wait to see what you guys think about it. But she definitely needs some love.
No, she does. Well, she needs some more. She needs more. We need to see more of her, too. Like, I feel like we're not seeing enough of her. Like, it's
what's
like
up with
these
that?
Little spurts here and there. I don't know. Do they
it's
not
like
know
these
what to do
kids.
It?
It's like Meredith's kids. It's like the kids in Arizona. Raising Arizona, raising these kids. Where are they? Where's everybody?
But I felt like this episode gave us a lot of repetitive stories because, you know, we have that and it kind of looks like it's playing down that same road, which is a little, I mean, I hope it doesn't. I hope it goes in a different direction, and it could. So we'll, you know, we'll kind of see where that goes. But then you go to Amelia and Owen. And she's been avoiding him, sleeping at the hospital and just kind of wanting to stay away from him ever since her miscarriage, and she won't communicate. But I thought it was really cool that she's talking to Alex.
The false sign that she was pregnant.
False alarm pregnancy. But I thought it was cute that she was confiding in Alex. Of all people to talk to. Like, she's opening up to Alex and talking to him. And, you know, he's telling her, you need to go talk to Owen.
Because, again, there's two people in a relationship. And it's like, what do you want me to do? So that was really, really, really good advice from Alex.
Right. Absolutely. But then again, here we have the same storyline that everybody knows.
Kelly's not digging this.
Everybody
like,
knows how much Owen wants children. And again, she doesn't want kids.
Yeah.
And she just blurts it out. And then I don't want to see him play this all over
again. Yeah, because it is. You're right.
Like, it's the same story.
But that's what happens when you're in season 13. Sometimes, like, old storylines gets revisited.
I feel like this is his only storyline when it comes to, you know, because remember when he almost adopted that kid? Mm-hmm. And then the whole thing with him and Christina, like, talking about kids. And then
now he's back. Here he is again.
It's the same, and it's
like,
place.
How didn't she know that he wanted kids before she married him? Like, how selfish is that?
I understand it from her side and the trauma, mm-hmm. and all of that, and I absolutely do, but at the same time I just feel like it's so tired.
Is it tired? Well, how about this, at Maisie131, Maye, one of her theories, because she has a bunch of theories on, we're not here yet, but she's like, what if Owen is triggered by patient 1308 and then causing him to have a PTSD flashback and then attack Amelia? So would that be like a
no, but then again, that's going to be the same thing. Because then he's going to choke her again? And that's the same story.
She's like, okay, it's the same story. So she just wants new stories. And what are we going to do? We're in season 13.
I just want to see Owen get something a little different.
You want him to have a baby. She wants him to have a baby and meet somebody. Maybe he can get together with Stephanie. Maybe that'd be cute. Is that weird?
No.
Have a little mixed baby.
No, I actually kind of like him and Amelia together. And I want him to kind of help her get through that. And maybe that's where it's going. I mean, I don't know. So maybe we're getting a little bit of that, but it's going to turn out in a better place than the ones before. So I'm hoping for that. But I'm just like...
He's like, it's the same. It's like a repeat of stories. I guess, you know.
I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, there's subtle difference. It's a little different. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. You guys can leave us comments.
I can't wait to see the comments regarding that. It's like, what do you guys think about that?
But one of the funniest storylines, I think, was April on Tinder.
Yes, April. And then turns out Jackson's on Tinder, too.
Because she swiped left.
Yeah, she's like, oh, don't worry. I swiped left. Like, so... I wonder if he swiped right.
Well, he didn't see her because he didn't know she was on Tinder. Yeah. So she hasn't come up on his page yet.
It felt very like friends to me. Like, it's just like, I'm starting to sense a little, if any type of like love is maybe they both hinted at it a little bit. Like,
well, he was absolutely jealous. I mean, he was trying. I mean, I thought it was very cute. He was trying his hardest not to be.
Well, but he was encouraging her to go out at first, though.
Right, but he was absolutely jealous.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Well, it is his baby's mama.
He was totally jealous.
I don't know if he was jealous.
He was trying to know his place, and he was trying to be encouraging and all of that. But he was also encouraging her to go on bad dates.
Yeah, that's true. And she looks so cute and hopeful. And I'm like, wait, does she really need to get on that bad? Like, is she just really? How old is Harriet? Harriet's only like three months old.
2 weeks old.
Yeah, like, can we give yourself some time to recover from this major surgery, April? Like, calm. And I know somebody's probably gonna get mad at me for saying that, but like, it was a major, pretty. Like, on the kitchen table at Meredith's house, being dug up by a kitchen knife. Girl, calm down. Like, do we really need to get it that bad? Yeah, take a beat. Take a minute.
No, but I mean, I get it. It's an awkward situation. Mm-hmm. You know, she's living with her ex, and she's trying to have a separate life.
And she has a baby with him.
And, you know, but she's trying to kind of have her own
life. Get your own place first, and then start going on dates. That's just so awkward. So, I mean... But it's funny that he was on it, too. She's like, I saw you on it, too. So don't even trip. but that wasn't really cute.
Their interaction was very cute. And I liked it. I like kind of like how they each handled it. And then, you know, to kind of put it more on a friendly level. But they'll probably end up getting back together later down the line.
You think so?
I mean, it looks like it could. I mean, it's definitely a possibility for sure. Mm-hmm. But I can't think they left it in a place where it could go either way.
Right.
But it looks like she's really trying to convince herself that she is moving on. And I feel like he's still a little more on the fence than she is either pretending to be or she really is.
Okay. Yeah. So. I don't know. We'll see. But I kind of don't want them to get together because both of them made me want to like punch them. Like, I don't know. I just didn't like them. They were very punchable, both of them together. I actually like Jackson better with Stephanie. I did.
They were absolutely not my favorite couple, and I used to get, and everybody that's watched from when I recapped before, like, I got so much flack because I didn't like their relationship. Mm-hmm. I actually like their relationship so much better now.
As friends?
Just where it is, because I feel like April is now in a place where she's starting to communicate a lot better, which I felt that her character didn't do before.
Being whiny and annoying
at
first.
And that's why I used to get so frustrated. And that's why I used to say all the time that I felt that she was very selfish because mm-hmm. she wouldn't, like, she did everything that she needed to do to move on from whatever was happening, but she forgot that she also needed to consider, like, his feelings and talk about it. She just wouldn't. She had to go deal with herself and then come back and talk about it. And I always felt like that's not fair. Mm-hmm. And that always bothered me, but I feel like this time now where they are, she's not doing that. She is communicating more, and she seems to be more vocal, and I really do like that.
So you think they can probably recover and...
I think they could.
And make a relationship.
I've actually...
Just co-parent and call it a day, get back with Stephanie, and she could find a tender man.
I don't know. It's really, like, a big deal for me to say that, because I was so not a fan of that couple. Okay. And even when we had her on the show, and she was amazing, I was like,
I cannot deal with that. Like, you're annoying. You and him together are just wrong.
But the growth. I like the growth, and I can appreciate it. And
make you grow fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like it did a really good thing for her, just to be able to really say what she feels and mm-hmm. kind of be more open about just communicating to the other person, which I didn't feel like she did before. So I like that.
Understood.
I like it.
Understood. Understood. Okay.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Bailey and Jackson's mom that brought Dr. Minnick in.
Oh.
Like, talking about everything that's going wrong with the hospital and the teaching and all the issues that they've had with all the disciplinary actions and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all boils down to Dr. Weber.
Since everybody's beating him up.
Since he's over the whole residency program. So what is going to happen to him now that everyone's in awe of Eliza's whole kind of
method.
With her method?
I feel Weber will acquiesce. He's not going anywhere. I don't think so at all. And one of our viewers, one of our viewers said that, and I kind of agree with him, Richard_101, mm-hmm. he said, why is everybody hating on Dr. Weber? I'm like, he's right. Like, he's just getting kind of squashed there a little mm-hmm. bit. Like, I guess if you have to have a fall guy, I guess it would make sense for the person who's actually doing the teaching to be...
Well, he's always kind of been the dad. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's really
easy. The lovable Bill Cosby, as I said. Somebody got so mad at me when I said that. But it's like, he is. He's like the not Bill Cosby. Like the lovable doctor.
From the television show. I think it's really easy to kind of beat up on your parents.
Yes,
and
that's true.
I think because everyone kind of sees him that way, it's easy to kind of dismiss him and feel like he's kind of a step behind and not really take in what he's, you know.
Yeah, and we saw a little bit, I mean, I know we were kind of... you know, bloody in the waters by saying this, but or muddy in the waters by saying this, but I saw a little bit of that in episode 8, you know, mm-hmm. like, not to jump ahead, but like,
right.
you know, I know we're going to get to that in just a little while, but like him just getting trampled on by Gray.
Right.
Like
he always stands his ground in such a graceful way.
Yes, he's so
as he did
great.
In this episode now. And the interesting thing to watch is going to be like he understood what her method was. He understood the reasoning for her being there, and he is willing to accept it and mm-hmm. work with her, but she isn't. And her big stance was, if I come here, I work alone.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to kind of see where that goes.
Exactly. Can't see what happens.
Ooh,
stay tuned.
I don't know.
Stay tuned.
I mean, that seems to be kind of like the biggest touch points for that last episode. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So.
There's some fun things happening there, too.
I know. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely a lot of drama and a lot of, like, new things going to happen mm-hmm. at the hospital, which is going to be really nice.
And I kind of, I'm going to stick to, I want Eliza and Arizona to get together. Because I want Arizona to be happy. Like, she.
I want to see more of her. I love her. Okay. I like her.
And I want to see more of the kids. I'm like, where are these kids? Where are the kids? I want to know that they're all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So we here at AfterBuzz TV, we're so blessed to have, like, to be able to have recaps on shows. And because of companies like NatureBox is they're one of our sponsors. We're mm-hmm. able to have this. And so, like, basically, what do you do when you want a snack, but all you can find is junk food? Rely on your self-control to resist the temptation, please. And you got to use NatureBox. NatureBox is delicious. NatureBox snacks that actually taste great, and they're better for you. Created with high-quality ingredients and are free from artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. Me personally, I'm vegan, so that's what it sounds like. It's right up my alley. I like something that's like nice and safe to eat, and it's good. I'm pretty sure everyone at Gray's would approve. All the doctors there would approve of this. NatureBox recently made their service even better. Now you can order as much as you want with no minimum purchase required, and you can cancel at any time. It's that simple. You can go to naturebox.com, and you can see their snack catalog, and there are over hundreds of snacks to choose from. I hope they have peanut butter. I love dark chocolate, too. I'm on board with that. With NatureBox, you'll never get bored. There are new snacks each month, inspired by real customer feedback. And if you ever try a snack you don't like, they will replace it for free. So that's nice. How dope they are. So for more information, you could just, and they're offering something to our fans. So you guys pay attention to this. NatureBox is offering 50% off your first order.
That's nice.
I'm ordering. That's when I get off of this. It's like when you go to naturebox.com/podcast, you can get that 50% off your first order. Again, naturebox.com/podcast. Boom.
That's a pretty good deal.
I'm in it.
Nice.
I am in it to win it. Thank you, Nature Box.
Let's go into episode 8.
Dum, dum, dum. And that's where that lovely song came from.
I know. And oh my gosh, it was so emotional.
It was so emotional. I was like, I'm going to cry right now. I was mostly touched by Weber's story.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as you guys know, the entire episode was in the ER. And mm-hmm. the main focus was Stephanie, Owen, Gray, and Weber.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really interesting dynamic. And in the very beginning, they have this trauma patient that comes in. We find out that he didn't have any ID. So it's a John Doe, which touches a personal note to in each and every one of them as the story kind of goes through. But he was in a bad car accident. They don't know if he's the victim or if it was his fault. They don't know. And they're just being at the very beginning very robotic about it. And he's in really, really bad shape. And everybody's tired. And Gray just has a really bad attitude.
She needs to eat. That's what you need to do, girl. Whenever I'm feeling that feisty, I know it's time for me to eat.
She is just upset. Mm-hmm. So it starts out with it's her, Owen, and Stephanie that are starting out with the surgery. And Dr. Weber comes in to assist. And he notices that they're just being very robotic. Mm-hmm. They're mannequins in there. They're just, you know, doing it quick. And, you know, it's just kind of like real tense and everybody's tired. And
they even offer Gray to go home. They're like, just go home. She's like, well, technically I was home. But then those kids, I'm like, oh, kids, we're talking about kids again. I'm going to stay on this kid thing until I see the kids more. They're adorable and we need to see the kids more. But anyway, yeah. She just said, and then I have to come back here because it's like by the time I fell asleep, it was time for me to be back at work. So it's not an issue if you guys not giving me enough time. It's just that I don't have time because I'm a full-time mom. Right. But we never see you with your kids.
So there's a lot of personal things going on. So they're all tired. And then this major surgery comes in. So when Weber comes in, he wants them all to kind of take a beat and personalize this patient. Like, mm-hmm. who is this patient? Let's give them a story. So that way we can really focus on saving this person's life.
Compassion.
Humanize it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Because they've lost it.
Mm-hmm. Empathy. That's what he was saying. Let's have some empathy.
Right. And each individual story, like he starts to make up the story and, you know, who is this person? Let's give him a backstory. And everybody's annoyed and irritated. And poor Stephanie, she's trying to play the game and she's trying to take one for the team. And it's just like pulling teeth, like trying to get it going. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of tension and there's a lot of fighting. But the really interesting thing, I think, from this episode was seeing each one of their personal, how they make it personal for themselves and how they kind of got through it. And it was really interesting to see. And, you know, we see Weber's mother and we find out more
beautiful.
About his backstory.
Yes. Something that we hadn't seen much of before.
Right.
It was so, the mother was gorgeous too. Very beautiful. At first I was like, wait, because I didn't understand that that's what he was doing at first. It took me a few beats to realize mm-hmm. that was his mother, because like the way she was dressed, I was like, wait, that's a fly outfit, but that's kind of outdated. Is she a, she a hipster mom? Like, I was like, what is going on with this mom? And then as we got more into it, I was like, oh, that's his mother. Mm-hmm. And it was really beautiful, like playing a cello, and like, what, it was so vivid, like the colors yeah. that he created, like it just has so many beautiful layers, and what he experienced from his own 10-year-old mind, and how he was able to piece together everything that was happening to her as he got as he became a doctor and was right. older. Then he was able to say, oh shoot, this was what was happening with my mother, and she wasn't even aware of it. And then mm-hmm. turns out when they were aware of it, she only had 6 months. So
mm-hmm. sad.
It is very, very sad, and it makes me see a lot of Weber, because mm-hmm. for the first time I was like, this is why he's so, and his wife, remember, his wife was mm-hmm. Had Alzheimer's, and like, he has compassion and like real deep rooted just compassion and love for women. And I think that's so like still mm-hmm. still allowing him to be strong, and but like his mother was very soft at the same time, but still right. very like iron fist but strong. And so I got a lot about Weber after this, like,
oh, yeah.
like understanding him a little bit more.
We find out where
his
it all
compassion
came from.
His like gentleness, but his strength too, like the strength mm-hmm. of, because we didn't hear too much about the dad in this, you know,
right,
story,
in this
but
story, yeah.
in this, but it was beautiful to watch him like just paint this beautiful vivid picture of a loving mom mm-hmm. who's just doing her best and having dreams and goals and aspirations. So in other words, he's used to like she was almost like very yin but strong at the same time.
Right.
I love his mom. I was like, that would be a nice mom.
Yeah, and it was very sad to see that he had to go through that at such a young age.
Yeah, 10 years old, he said.
You know, yeah, there was, you know, not much he could do, and mm-hmm. I'm sure that he, you know, as he was kind of growing up, felt a little bit of guilt about that, like, you know, being helpless and not being able to do anything. Mm-hmm. And
that explains, like, I would almost say that the essence was almost like Snow White, because she almost seemed like the way she, but he also remember being reprimanded, because mm-hmm. he was like, you know, 3 kids and they were busy, so she mm-hmm. had to, like, have that reprimand thing right. going on too. But I still picture him like just like, my mother was beautiful, and like almost like this Virgin Mary, like Snow White type thing. Anyway, that's what mm-hmm. I captured yeah. from that.
No, it was very nice, and he was fighting very hard through this whole experience for them to actually see this person as a person.
Exactly. Have compassion, have empathy mm-hmm. for our patients. Like, we don't know who he is, like what. And I love the changing of faces. It mm-hmm. was very, remember growing up and we saw that Michael Jackson,
oh, yeah.
black or white, and the faces turn. I was like, wait, what just happened to the face? So it kind of reminded me of that. I was like, oh, they spent a little money on this episode.
But that was a very nice story. And then
beautiful.
we go into Owen and we meet his sister.
Yes.
Which was really
so
nice.
Cute.
Yes.
Redhead.
We
so
meet
adorable.
His sister. And
the unannoying April. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. April, we love you.
But he goes back to being like out in the field mm-hmm. and she's there with him. And we find out like when he starts feeling guilty about something, it's when he kind of like, you know, kind of thinks about her and sees her and kind of talks with her mm-hmm. whenever he's feeling guilty about something.
About
and
the fact that he couldn't save her? That's what I kind of captured.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
I think so. I mm-hmm. mean, that's kind of what it seems.
That's
is
what
that
it seems
everyone
like.
He's trying to save, he kind of pictures as, you know, mm-hmm. doing everything he can, you know, the way he would have wanted to do for her.
Mm-hmm.
And
almost unrealistic, though, too.
Right.
Like, he's not taking no for an answer, which is good mm-hmm. in a doctor, but also, like,
right.
take a step back. And that's where we get Stephanie, like, just like, girl, speak up. Like, you know.
Right. And that's kind of where the fighting was coming from with Meredith, is that, you know, she was wanting to stop and not go that extra length. And he was wanting to go further and further and further.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Weber, really pushing, let's do everything we can. Let's do everything we can, to the point where she finally breaks and is like, hey, I'm pulling rank. And I
yeah,
said,
she,
no.
She said, I quote, I outrank you.
Mm,
I was like,
yeah, she did.
Sting. I mean, I felt the venom of that. I was like, she just went and that was like a snake.
She was in such a bad mood for mm-hmm. the majority of this episode. She was really angry.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that.
I think it's hangry.
It
I think she needs
been.
To eat.
It could
she didn't
been.
Mention food in
she
any of those.
She was cranky and
very
sleepy
cranky.
And probably hungry.
Mm-hmm. Probably hungry.
But also, I mean, they were kind of ganging up on her. So, I'm, you know, she was just really kind of standing her ground, as she always does.
Yeah.
You know, she never lets anyone bully her.
Mm-mm. Which is good. That's
yeah.
a beautiful quality.
Yeah. So, but it was very interesting to kind of see Owen's relationship. We see a little bit of the relationship that he had with his sister.
It's really sweet.
And it was. It was really, it was mm-hmm. such a nice brother and sister relationship.
And I feel like she was allowing him the space to try to forgive himself for her not being here right now.
Yeah, I feel like that was kind of like therapy for him.
Very therapeutic.
And kind of like going through, well, what are you feeling guilty about? Are you feeling guilty for being nice to Nathan? Are you feeling guilty about your wife? And then I'd like the little part where she's like, oh, are you feeling guilty about her? I like her. Yeah. You should have married her. Talking about Meredith.
Yeah, that would never, ever, ever happen. Not, no, that would be so gross at this point. Ugh. A sister-in-law and her best friend and then her. Yeah, no. That's a capital no exclamation point. But going into Stephanie a little bit too, mm-hmm. How she didn't have a voice growing mm-hmm. up and like how she couldn't like learning how to speak up and like be louder and be firm, like you know this, like you're very smart,
right?
And I never heard this before, but I captured that she was in bed ill a lot.
Yeah,
there I didn't was, know that before.
She had a disease that made her bedridden for a lot of her childhood.
Oh wow.
And
so she spent a lot of time reading.
So she spent a lot of time in the hospital mm-hmm. and doctors weren't, you know, she was a little kid, and so she was seeing the younger version of herself.
So cute.
So that's what she was saying, and that was like her younger self talking to her, saying, you know, speak up. Yeah. If you want to be heard, you got to mm-hmm. speak louder.
And I love that. Have a voice.
Yeah.
Make your voice heard. And she spoke up, and they were like, we're so glad that you caught that, because they were in the middle of not figuring out. And mm-hmm. Deborah Cutie Battle, at Deborah Battle, she just said, little Stephanie was so cute. She absolutely was the most adorable. I am retweeting that because that was so adorable. I absolutely agree with that. I was like,
yes.
I was like, she's telling, she's like, speak up. And then she was like, you know, with her big old doctor book and just like, no, it's right here.
And then she couldn't pronounce some of the words.
Kuwaiti. Like, it was cute. She said, Kuwait. Like, it was too adorable.
I know, but it makes you feel, it also kind of shows you that softer side of Stephanie that she doesn't really like to show.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of the reason why.
I love that they added that element.
She doesn't ever want to seem weak. And mm-hmm. I think that if she kind of seems vulnerable to her, that's kind of being weak. And so we always see like such a, I don't want to say snotty, but sometimes it's kind of like that.
Snarky.
Like it comes just across that way sometimes. Like
almost a little bitchy, but.
But it's not really.
It's not really. I think this episode teaches, too, that sometimes the power is, or just Grey's Anatomy, what I learned from the characters, the female characters, mm-hmm. is that the power, in my opinion, lies within the yin. Like just being a little bit more yin, mm-hmm. but still being able to make your point and still being graceful and beautiful. We saw that with Weber's mother.
Right.
And we saw that with Stephanie having her voice. And like, you know, because she was being very confident and matter of fact, mm-hmm. very graceful and gracious the way she told them, listen, this is the way, you know, mm-hmm. she knew she was right too. So she was just
right.
like, and they listened to her. They're like, why didn't you speak up before?
Yeah.
So she was able to gain a little bit more confidence in her ability to be able to express what it is that she needed to let them know. So they
and the good thing about it is that she patient. Got it from herself.
Yeah, she knew it. She's already equipped. That's the thing about being able to speak your truth. Sometimes it's like being able to know that all the answers that you have is already within you. I think mm-hmm. that's so beautiful. Anyway.
Yeah,
Grace does this, like they have poetic meanings and, you know,
well, one thing
have
that
your
I thought
voice heard.
Was really interesting, too, when, you know, going back to Owen's scenario, when his sister was standing by Meredith and was like, oh, I like her. Was
yes.
that kind of like her giving the OK for her and Nathan to kind of be together?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Ooh,
oh,
could it be?
I like that. I like that little weaving. Look at you, Kelly. Kelly's like, you think you just to soften the blow when Riggs and Meredith get together?
Could it be that
mm-hmm.
she was just giving her seal of approval?
Mm-hmm. And I love the episode. It's like when you personalize them, like, oh my God, they have kids. Because when they started getting to know, a wife came in and was able to identify the patient, and mm-hmm. turns out he had kids and everything. Then suddenly they were able to personalize it for Gray.
Yes.
And that was really beautiful to watch that too.
Oh, that
and it's like
my heart.
With the kids. It's like the kids. I was like, oh, finally, the kids are here. Okay, good.
Not only that, not only do we finally get to see these kids that are now like teenagers almost, uh-huh. but no, I'm kidding.
What's our college tuition?
We Zola. Also see how Meredith told them about their dad,
mm-hmm.
which was so heartbreaking and such a powerful scene. And I think it was just done so beautifully and yes, so movingly. Absolutely. It was just, it made me cry, I have yeah. to say. It was very, very
I mean,
sad.
It definitely, I'm always telling Haley, I say, it's going to take a lot to make me cry. But that did kind of make my heart flutter a little bit. But yeah. not tears. I haven't cried since Shep died. That's the last time I cried for Grey's Anatomy. But right now I'm just like, I'm still like, I was like, yeah, that's sad. She had to tell the kids. But I was like, if they show tears coming from those kids' faces, then I'm losing my shit. That was my gauge. I was like, if one of those kids cry right now, I'm losing my shit. But they're like little kids. It's probably hard to get them to yeah. cry on cue.
But God, but the conversation, though, just the back and forth with her and Zola, like, them? Why can't you fix him? You mm-hmm. fix everybody. Why can't you fix him? And her having to say, nobody can fix him.
So on season 23, when Zola's a teenager, like, you couldn't fix daddy. So now we know where it's coming from.
But it was just, it was just awful to have to tell, you know, to have to say that. Yes. And have to, and to know that there was nothing that she could have done. She just wasn't. Mm-hmm. And to know that, you know, going back to, you know, when all that happened, that it was doctor mistakes.
Yes, huge doctor mistakes.
And that's even that's more devastating. Worse. That's mm-hmm. way more devastating. And that's when kind of the light bulb went off in her mind. And she's like, wait, we can save him. We can fix it. And then she kicks back into gear. She gets her fifth wind or whatever it is on, you know, whatever hour of non-sleep mm-hmm. she's on. And, you know, they end up saving the patient.
That's so amazing. I'm so happy to hear that. They put their brains together, personalized yeah. the patient. And it was just such a beautiful and intimate episode today. It was just bravo, Grey's Anatomy.
It was a lot of strong women that we got to see. Even, you know, being two women in the ER and two men, but all of the backstories were all women.
Yeah.
Which was really nice to see.
Very sweet to see.
You know, it all comes from, you know, that strength and kind of, you know.
Divine feminine. Yeah. The strength and the divine feminine.
You know, I don't think that was an accident.
No, not at all. Just so beautiful to
no,
watch.
No, it was really, really nice. And mm-hmm. it was overall, just even just being in that one room for the duration of the episode, it was still such a nice look inside each one of those characters and something we haven't seen in a while from mm-hmm. any of them. Mm-hmm. So it kind of...
It's kind a good of, episode.
Yeah, it did. All it over. Kind of like, without all the drama and the fighting yeah. and the I'm married I'm not and your I'm pregnant yeah. and like all that, it was really kind of nice to... Yeah.
Who's your Tinder date this week?
To take a yes. step and kind of look inside these characters and kind of see where they all are and kind mm-hmm. of, you know, see where they could potentially go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it was beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful episode.
And then we got to see Derek again. Oh, in the ferry boat's cap. We need to take a
he
moment
is
of silence.
So damn handsome. That's the main reason why I was like, how are you gonna kill somebody that fine? But I get it. It needs to, you know, it's a story. And I know he's still alive and well. You said you saw him the other day.
I did. Yeah, he was hanging out in Malibu. I did. I saw him.
I was like, oh.
He was having lunch by himself.
I will have lunch with you. Patrick Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey. Oh, he's so McDreamy. Even more so.
But I just want to be his friend. I know he's married, and that's part of the reason why he let go of the show, too. But, you know, like, I would have lunch with you in Malibu. As your friend, we could be platonic. That's cool. Anyway.
And then we've got the winter finale already.
Winter finale.
Next week.
It's happening so
next week
fast,
and the previews, so. Like the preview show, there's so many crazy things going to happen.
So
oh, my
know
gosh.
It's got to be crazy. It's got to
be crazy. All that stuff probably is not going to happen in the next episode.
No.
But it just shows what's to come. So do you want to get into predictions?
After Buzz TV predictions.
Well, I think Joe is heading out. That's what I think. I don't think, yeah. I definitely think Joe may be the one who's getting out on her, mainly because on her Instagram, apparently she is preggers. Her belly just popped. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're ready for that belly, but hopefully she is, because that baby is coming.
It's
so
cute.
I think that's part,
she's
and
cute.
It's not part of the storyline. And I want to thank, because I wasn't following her before, so I want to thank @Tori496 for informing me about that. I was like, oh, well, thank you for that information. So I think that's what, and Alex is going to, I think he will make it through this. I think the trial is going to happen. I think we're going to get through it. I believe April's going to find a date that she starts seeing, and maybe Jackson is maybe being a little bit more jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And Amelia and Owen's got to find some common ground. They at least have to have conversations.
Right.
And I don't know. That's pretty much, that's where I'm sitting at for all those major, you know, those aren't even, the major ones is definitely the DeLuca, Alex, and Joe situation.
Right.
So what's going to happen there? Aunt Mary thinks that it's going to turn out that, this is a wild speculation, as she said, but she said, well, maybe Alex is going to, turns out he has a tumor, and that's the reason why he snapped. And I'm like, she's just trying to save him. Mary, is that your, or May, her name is May. Is that your way of trying to save him? Like, I thought that was pretty interesting anyway. So that's it. That's okay. It for me.
All right. Well, we know, like, that they've got to go to trial sooner or later. So we know that the trial's coming. But I think it's going to be really interesting to see what Joe has to say if they want her to be a witness and kind of whose side she's going to be on if she takes a side. I mean, I kind of hope she just kind of tells the facts as she remembers them and doesn't really...
Neutral.
Yeah, and stays as neutral as she can. And you know, she's going to end up telling Alex finally that she's married.
I know. We saw that in the...
We
were talking about that earlier this season. Like, she has to confront her past. She has to be okay with what. That's the only way to dissolve any of this.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
She has to just like let it go so she can move forward with her life and get a divorce because she's afraid to get the guy. But I thought that was beautiful that the elevator closing. I love dramatic scenes like that. Dun dun dun. The elevator's closing. I'm pregnant
it
or whatever
it is.
Always
has to be with the elevator.
Dun dun dun. And the baby's not yours. You know, like I like that. That's. I can't wait to see how she. And now it would make sense. And he's like, and then he'll probably end up getting angrier at her because he's like, I wouldn't have beat DeLuca's ass because then I would know that's the reason why you wouldn't marry me. Anyway,
I don't know, but I really hope the whole Amelia Owen thing goes in a different direction. And there's, you know, I just don't want to see the same thing. I don't want to see him play the same material. I don't want to see it go over
Eliza
the same
in
thing.
Arizona.
I mean, I'm not saying I don't want it. I just kind of want there to be something different. I just don't want it to. It just feels a little repetitive to me. But maybe it's not. I'm hopeful that it won't be. It'll be something new and different.
All right, I'm feeling
you. So, all in all, I'm excited.
I'm picking up what you're dropping.
I'm excited for this action-packed finale.
Yes,
so
yes.
Hopefully it will be, which I'm sure.
Oh, it's
the show
definitely.
Always packs the punch before it leaves us
stories.
For a break. But definitely thanks you guys for joining us tonight. Please make sure to go to AfterBuzzTV.com, go to our YouTube, iTunes, like, and comment on our podcast. And you can follow me at Kelly with an IE079.
And you can follow me at Shannon Bobo on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And I will follow you back.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.